News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. In sports, the Brewers did all right on the road, finally picking up a win in New York. Willie Peralta retired 9 of his last 10 batters. 6 1/3 solid innings. They defeated the Mets 3-1 Wednesday night. The two 12-year-old Waukesha girls accused of stabbing another 12-year-old were back in court today, and this time a motions hearing. Anissa Weyer will have a mental competency hearing. The defense attorneys are also trying to get both Anissa Weyer and Morgan Geyser's cases put back into juvenile court. Right now, they are charged as adults with attempted homicide. Same-sex couples will be able to get marriage licenses in Marathon County starting bright and early tomorrow morning. That's unless the federal courts do something yet tonight. County Clerk Nan Kotke says barring any further legal developments, they'll start issuing the licenses at 8 o'clock tomorrow.
It's fairness to the rest of the same-sex couples that are receiving from other counties that are issuing them.
Kotke says it's an undisputed that the effect of Judge Crabb's ruling is to get rid of the ban.
It is undisputed that the effect of Judge Crabb's ruling will be to remove the ban from issuing licenses to same-sex couples, and no federal court has yet put a stay on that. Wisconsin County clerks throughout the state have been issuing licenses, and at this point, the majority of the county clerks have begun issuing them.
A couple will need the appropriate documents like any other couple looking for a marriage license. And some counties have restrictions for waiving the 5-day wait limit. Kotke says Marathon County does not have any special restrictions. Pay the $25 fee and you won't have to wait 5 days to get married. The State Department of Justice wants a federal judge to issue a decision quickly in this ongoing court battle over the state's gay marriage ban. Andrew Beckett has that story.
Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen is asking Judge Barbara Crabb to forego further oral arguments as she considers a request from the American Civil Liberties Union to issue an injunction blocking the enforcement of Wisconsin's gay marriage ban. The DOJ argues the request is overly broad. It wants Crabb to stay Friday's decision that overturned the ban while the state appeals the ruling. The state maintains a stay is needed to preserve the status quo. If granted, it would halt gay marriages that have been taking place in Wisconsin since Friday evening.
The StormTrack 9 forecast from forecaster Caleb Cox. Tonight, increasing clouds down to 55. Your Thursday, mostly cloudy in the morning, a 50% chance of light showers or a rumble of thunder, then partly cloudy, breezy, and cooler in the afternoon. Look for a high of 71. Becoming clear and cool Thursday night, down to 47. Sunshine, comfortable 74 Friday. A partly cloudy, nice day Saturday with 76, and look for some clouds and rain moving in Sunday. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.